Okay, today's daf was Pesach and daf Pei Dal. So the Mishnah said, "Kol nechel b'shar gadol yochel b'gdi arach." Any part of a large ox that gets eaten can be eaten on a soft goat in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, of Achilas Korban Pesach. That counts as the basar of the Korban Pesach. Except the Mishnah adds, "Rashi knafayim v'sachsuchim." The shoulder blade endings and the cartilage is also included in that, but it's not clear what that line of the Mishnah means. So there are two deus in the Gemara. Rabbi says that's a second shita. It says that those parts of the meat of the Korban Pesach, even though they can't be eaten on a large ox, it still has a din of basar. So that's an exception to the rule. It's not an exception to the rule, but rather a machlokas. Rava holds that the Tanakama holds that as long as something can be eaten through slow cooking on a large ox, where it gets much softer over time when you cook it very slowly, so then you could use that part of a goat for Korban Pesach as well, and the shoulder blade endings and the soft cartilage would be included. This will just became a little more of a challenge. The Gemara says, "Itmar gidin shesof al nahakshos." What if you have sinews of an animal that are going to become hard, but right now they're still soft and they're still edible? So that's machlokas amarayim, whether they have a din of basar or not. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Nimnin alayin." They do have a din of basar. Reish Lakish amar ein nimnin alayin. They don't have a din of the basar, because Reish Lakish holds you look at basar basof aslin, what they will be, and one day they will be hard. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you look at what they are, and right now they are what they are. Right now they're soft and they're edible. So Rabbi Yochanan says, wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan says, you look at what they are right now. When it comes to tumas ochlin, to the ability of food to become tameh, Rabbi Yochanan said that the soft hide on the head of an animal, of a young calf, is not considered to be food because it will harden in the future. You look at what it will be, not what it is right now. So the Gemara says, yeah, ein achinami. That's what Rabbi Yochanan really holds. Our Gemara is a reflection of what he originally held before he changed his mind. He first thought you look at Hashta, but then he changed his mind and he held that you look at what it will eventually be. It's a good vart for Erev Yom Kippur. You look at what we will eventually be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our kapara for what we promise him we're going to be, but not for what we are right now, thank God. The Mishnah tells us, HaShavar HaSa'etzem B'Pesach HaTor HaRei Zelok Arboim, that if somebody breaks a bone of a Korban Pesach that's Tahar, perfectly good Korban Pesach, he gets Malkus, 40 Malkus, only one violation of a lav. But if he leaves over part of a Torah Korban Pesach past his mind, he violates the Yisrael Nosar, there's no Malkus either because it's a lav anita klase, or because it's a lav she'en bo maisa. Two opinions in the Gemara, why it is that he does not get Malkus. Havashover b'tamei ein alokas harbam. If someone breaks a bone in a tamei Korban Pesach, there's no Malkus. Then the Braisa quotes two shitos, why it is that breaking a bone on a tamei Korban Pesach doesn't get you Malkus. Tanakama says, because Pasuk says Esem lo sishbru vo, which means bo betohar but not betame, so betame the Yisr wouldn't apply. And Rebbe says, no, the Torah links the eating of the carbon with the Yisr to break a bone. So anything that's roi l'achila, there's going to be an Yisr of Shviras Etzem. Any carbon that's not roi l'achila, there's no Yisr of Shviras Etzem. So the Gemara goes through eight different interpretations of the machlokas between Tanakama and Rebbe. The third, sixth, seventh, and eighth of the interpretations are all supported by a brisa, but most notably, I'm not going to go through all eight of them right now, but most notably, the first one is Rabbi Yirmiyah's approach, where he suggests that the Tanakhama holds that the Isser doesn't apply to a Korban Pesach brought betumah when the Tzibur is Tameh, but Rebbe would hold that the Isser does apply. That's how he learns the machlokas. But Rav Yosef says, no, that can't be, because Rebbe, it can't be, he rejects the possibility that Rebbe is more machmir than the Tanakhama. He says, no, it has to be that Rebbe is coming to be mekel on the Tanakhama, not to be machmir on the Tanakhama. So suggestions 2 through 8 of how to understand the machlokas all flip it in terms of who's being more machmir than who. Okay, that's the basics of it.